Log Talk Radio.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's
going on? June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes, and I want to thank you so much for waking up this morning and listening to the show. Today we have a beautiful, very talented Keisha Sharp with us, going to be talking about Are We There Yet?, her new TBS TV show. She's also been seen on Girlfriends. I know many of you probably know her and are fans of her. She played Monica on Girlfriends. And also she was on Everybody Hates Chris. You may not have known that, but good morning, Keisha.
Good morning.
Thank you for I'm good, good. Hi, everybody. people can hear us, you know, all over the country today. So I want to thank you if you're in the East Coast, on the South, on the West Coast. Thank you for listening. So you have a new show you're on. Tell us, how is it? It just aired June 2nd on TBS.
Yes, it's called Are We There Yet? It's based on the movie of the same name. It opened huge, so we did incredible. It's like it's a hit for the new comedy hit for the summer, according to ratings. We're excited about it. We feel really blessed, and I know that some people are like, oh, it's, you know, have different reviews about it, but give it a chance. Give it. It's, you know, it takes a while for people to get used to different characters, people playing different characters, and just the dynamic of the show, but we're really excited about it.
Now, this is the second time you work with Terry Crews. He also worked on Everybody Hates Chris, so how do you guys have, like, a really cool friendship going on there because you worked with him before?
Terry is, oh, my gosh, he is one of the funniest guys, just down to earth. He is a great guy. So working with him again was no, when someone says Terry Crews, you're like, I want to be a part of that, you know. So, I'm serious. He's so funny. I really like him. Yeah. We worked together on Everybody Hates Chris, and he's just a wonderful guy, wonderful talent. I just really like him. And
that's wonderful.
The whole cast, Essence, right away. I never met Essence, and I know her. I knew of her work, of course. And when we got together on our first table read, and we just clicked right away. It was meant to be. I just love her. She's a wonderful woman, and our personalities clicked. The cast is just a blessing to be in this cast. They did really well putting us together and just really humble people, and I just feel like it's a blessing.
That's great. Well, it's definitely a blessing for you. I mean, you were nominated for an NAACP Image Award in your work in Girlfriends. Now, how was that working with all those women? Any catfights going on there?
Oh, no catfights.
Okay.
It was great working with everybody on the show. The creators, and Mara, she's the creator of the show, and just a wonderful woman, and just talented, and they got really great writers, and it was a great cast. Everybody was really talented. That was I loved working with everyone there, and it was a great show.
Well, I have to tell you, I loved you as Monica. I was like, go ahead, girl, do your thing, you know, as the character, you know what I mean?
Yes,
some people, you know, yeah. go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say what's funny about that character, because I'm nothing like Monica. So when fans of the show would want to come up to me or whatever, they would think twice because they would think I was, well, is she like the character? I'm like so far removed from Monica. I love playing her, though, but I'm nothing like that character. I just want to put that out there.
Well, yeah, she did have her moments, we'll say that.
Yes.
But. So now, something that the listeners may not be aware of, and something I was surprised to learn, is that you have a huge interest in possibly in the future doing missionary work. Tell us about that.
Well, I just feel like it's what I'm called to do. That's where I feel my heart is pulled towards. And it was a few years ago that I was going to quit acting and just go and do it. And I just feel like I was trying to take control of my life instead of, like, God taking control of my life. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do now. So I need to just leave and go and do it. And, you know, my husband was like, Keisha, let's think about this. You know, so I feel like And acting, I love acting. It's a part of me. It's part of what I want to do. I'm doing, and I'm supposed to be doing this too. So I feel like God has put me here so I can make a bigger difference as I continue my journey in life. So it is a huge part of what I want to do. And so I do a few things here in the city because there's people that need help everywhere. So I work with the Union Rescue Mission here. Downtown is one of the biggest homeless shelters here. And Project Angel Food and all of those things. So I do that here for now. But, you know, as I get older, there's going to be a time that I leave this country and go and do more. Although we need a lot of help here, too, in this country.
Yeah, we need a lot of help here. I mean, there's so many issues. I was just talking with Bill Gutentag, the director, last week, and I mentioned to you earlier about the issue of homeless children. And a lot of young women go out to L.A. to be stars. I mean, you were born over here in New York on the East Coast. Yay, East Coast people. but, you know, when you went over there, you know, the chances of you becoming a star are so slim. What can you tell young women who are trying to be stars and go over there how to not get sucked into the dark underbelly? You know what I mean?
I think there's a few things. One, it's hard to come over here without having any kind of agent, manager, and or a background in acting, you know, knowing what you're doing. Not to say it's not impossible, but it is very difficult. So you have to come over here with luggage. And what I mean by that is you have to have taken classes. You have to somehow have already gotten some contact with an agent or manager. And that being said, you have to make sure those agent or managers are legit. If anybody's telling you you have to pay them, run. No, you don't pay an agent and manager. You just don't do that. Once you get a job, yes, you pay your agent and manager, but you don't pay them to be your agent or manager. I think it's also important to come here and you know, with a job, whether you have to work at Starbucks, which is a great gig, or work as a waitress or something, have a job. Don't come here saying, I'm just going to get a job once I get there, or have a friend who you can, you know, stay in their place while you get a job. Some people come up really great. Just don't show up here and be like, okay, I'm here, discover me. But that doesn't say not to dream big. I think people should dream huge, but you also should be smart about how you're going to attain your dream, and just showing up with no thought is not a good idea. Because
definitely.
You end up doing something you thought you'd never do, be that, you know,
taking your clothes off or, you know, sex for a role or something like that.
Yes, something like that, or that couch thing where, you know, there's really bad people out there. So producers, you know, I'm putting that with quotes, producers or directors who say, hey, I have a movie. Why don't you come on over and audition? Never do that. You know, you just have to be really smart and, you know, write me on my Facebook.
Yeah, KeishaSharp.com. Yep.
I will answer the questions. You know, I have a lot of young actors out there who have written me, and I've written them. Here's some great places to take classes. I really believe you need to do that. I really believe you need to do that. And there's some great places. Leslie Kahn is one of the person that I would recommend above all when you first get out here. There's really some great teachers that actually, because they're so good, people see that name on your resume and say, oh, okay, you're studying with somebody that's really, really good there.
Right.
Bring her in, you know. So
training is really important, and your safety is really important. Trying to have a job or a place to stay, those are all things I think are great. Now, something else I read about you and I mentioned earlier, tell me about these exotic Barbie dolls. What's the deal? Come on.
Okay, so I have never been a person who collects anything. I just don't do that, you know, and I don't like a lot of clutter and stuff like that. But my husband bought me this really great Barbie doll one year for Christmas or something. Like, and they're all ethnic. They're all, you know, mostly they're all black dolls and from different places and Barbie dolls. And they are just beautiful. And, you know, I grew up in a time that we didn't have that. You know, we didn't have a lot of dolls, and I didn't really play with dolls anyway, but I just love the idea of these beautiful women, you know, and they're Barbies, I know, but they represent a part of me, and they're dressed their outfits are just
beautiful.
Fly.
Yeah.
I can still use that word.
Oh, I get it. Keisha, let me interrupt you for a second. I think we have a caller, so hold on.
Okay.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me? Do you have a question?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, I guess they probably didn't think they were going to get picked up on the switchboard.
Oh, no.
But if you're listening and you have a question, you can call me at 646-929-0368. Press the number 1, and that'll let me know you have a question. Be ready when I pick up so that you can ask Keisha a question. But so, Keisha, now also you're into boxing. You didn't hurt anybody yet, have you?
No, I love boxing. I came here. It's funny. I came here and I was scouted by Oscar La Hoya's people at his gym. So I started training at his gym in East LA, and I thought I'm gonna box. I can be an actress and I can box. And so
Oh my God, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Were you not afraid of like I'm gonna break my jaw?
No,
my nose is gonna be smashed in. I'm gonna get a scar.
No,
I mean,
no, honey, I was like I'm too fast. They can't hit me. And then my husband's like, Keisha, that one time somebody's not, you know, like knocks you in your face, that's it. And I was like, no. But the real reason what ended up happening, because I'm a muscular person, which is just the way it is. I wish I wasn't, but I've embraced the muscular body that I have. So
okay, Keisha, let me stop you there. I'm going to tell you, when my guy friends found out you were going to be on the show, they love you, okay? All that muscular, whatever it is working for you, girl. So keep on keeping on, all right? All right, now go ahead and tell me about the boxing.
But then my shoulders started to get really big. And I was like, oh, gosh, that's really what stopped me because I was like, that it's going to look way too big. That and then the little bit about maybe I'll get hit in the face.
A little bit.
So I stopped trying to do it. I stopped taking that role to be a professional boxer. And I still do it. And I do kickboxing. I still do it just as a physical activity. I love it, though.
Well, you told me health is really important. And one of the things I also learned about you is that your love for healthy food and possibly open a restaurant. Talk about that a little bit.
I just think our health is one of the most important things you can, and period. When you're healthy, your dreams and all of that, you can pursue them. And when you're not, you're so consumed with not feeling well, whatever the issues are, whether it's depression, whether it's a disease, whatever. And just health is one of our most precious gifts. So I think we need to do everything possible to keep it as healthy as we can. And that includes eating organic. That includes not eating high fructose syrup. It includes drinking water. It includes your vitamin D, which is crucial. A lot of people.
Now, do you eat meat? Are you a vegan? Or how?
I do.
Where are you?
I eat. It's something called the Maker's Diet, what that means is just eating according to like biblically. So yes, I eat meat. I don't eat pork. You know, I don't eat shellfish and stuff like that because they're bottom feeders. So they clean up the ocean. And then you eat them. So that's you know.
Well, you can learn more about her. You have some information on your website, KeishaSharp.com. They can go there and look. You have a couple of links up there talking about, you know, different health websites and stuff like that. Now, talking about careers, I mean, we talked about you being a missionary. We talked about you being a boxer. We can't forget to mention you're a singer.
Yeah. That's what I thought I was going to do first. That's where I started. And I did theater. I did musical theater, too. But
You were on Broadway. You were on Broadway. You know how many people died to be on Broadway? You were on Broadway, off-Broadway. I mean, she's not only been on TV. So when you see she's, you know, been on a couple TV shows and things, she has a more extensive resume than you're probably aware of. But, you know, I mean, that was just a blessing in and of itself to be on Broadway. Performing.
I miss theater. I do. I miss all of that. I miss singing, but I started to get a little stage fright, and that's a long story, but, and then I couldn't perform anymore.
Wow.
So I stopped singing. I stopped singing because I started to get so scared that people wanted me to be, if everybody's talking about you, like, oh, she's so good, then you walk into a room and you have all this pressure to be as good as everybody's talking about. I always like the idea of coming in and no one knowing anything, and then
mm-hmm.
you, like, blow them away. Then people, you coming in and people are like, well, show me how good you are. Show me.
Right. Yeah, they're already skeptical or
bit,
something.
Yeah, I guess, and I didn't handle it well. Now as an older, you know, I'm older than I was then, so I'm able to handle it better, but I wasn't able to handle it then. I started to get nervous that I wasn't going to be as good as everyone wanted me to be, and that's how fall it started. So here's a lesson that I tell everyone. Whenever you get a doubt or fear like that, because I had one with flying, too, that I'm working on, you have to stop it right in the beginning. Tell that to, like, go away, get behind you, because it can control so much of your life. It's controlled so much of mine. So,
mm-hmm.
of course, that's going to know that fear, I'm telling you, fear is false evidence appearing real. You know, try to stop it as soon as you get that doubt in your head. Stop it.
Don't
right
try
away.
To ignore it. Don't try to ignore it. I think
that's an
important issue, you know, about the health, too, especially as African-Americans. I'm a large listenership of African-Americans, and we have so many disparities in our health, and not just physical health. Let's also talk about mental health. Last month was Mental Health Awareness Week, and we try to delay getting help from therapists or counselors, maybe because they don't look like us, they don't sound like us, but we are a rainbow. You know, I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
See, the thing, I think a lot of it, I know people are going to think this is crazy, but I really do believe this, is that what we eat, what we put on our bodies, what we put on our hair, what we do, all those things get into your bloodstream, and it affects you. It affects your liver. It affects everything about you. It creates disease. And so that's why it's vital that we eat right, we drink right, because you can heal your body by eating right, by detoxing your body, getting your liver to work the way it's supposed to work. That's why when a prescription drug comes out and it says, you know, you can take this, but if you have liver problems, you can't take this, because when you're taking all those things, it's poison, and your liver is detoxifying your body to get those poisons out. But if your liver isn't working correctly, then those poisons stay in your body and create disease. So yes, you should go and get help. Yes, you should go to the doctor, but don't think of the doctor as being the 100%, because they're just guessing most of the time. But I love them, don't get me wrong, doctor.
Well, I think it's important to take the holistic, eating right, going to see the doctor, getting second opinions, trying massage, acupuncture. I'm a lover of massages. I was getting massages every once a week at one point. And let me tell you, I mean, 30 minutes of a massage, you know, of a good masseuse, because sometimes that can do harm if they don't know what they're doing. So really research who you're going to.
Yes.
But all those things help your life, your mental outlook, how you interact with people. And you're in a very stressful industry. I mean, is one of the things you do with boxing or exercise, does that help you deal with the stress of the industry?
Yes, it does. That does, you know, meditating, prayer, all of that. But the truth is, the industry is stressful. But you know what? Everybody's life is stressful. The economy, I mean, what we do, it is. But everybody has it in their life. And it's a way of trying to say, okay, how do I handle it? Not just by ignoring it and just holding it in, which stress, you know, you can die from stress. So holding that stuff in, let it out.
Definitely.
Eat right, you know. So, yeah.
Well, one of the things I think that helps our lives is our children, and you have a child, and I'm sure that, talk about how that changed your life and having and being a mom.
Oh, goodness. I mean, first of all, we didn't plan on it, so he was a surprise. We had him, he's five now, a blessing, and you know, because we weren't planning on it. We were just like, what? I took like five tests. I was like, I did, I'm not kidding. So,
wow.
I've been married for, it'll be 13 years this year, so we've been together for a really long time. We just thought, oh, we'll just grow old together. We don't need no kids.
Right.
So.
Well, also in the industry, sometimes it's hard, you know, having a kid and daycare and the you know, the school shows and homework and stuff like that and juggling.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I breastfed until he was two, and I would have gone longer because it's good for them. Anyway, so what I was doing, Everybody Hates Chris, so I was breastfeeding, so I had to figure out how to do that and bring him on set or not. And so it was kind of hard in one respect, because I didn't get sleep for a really long time, because during the pregnancy you don't get sleep, and then 2 years of breastfeeding I wasn't sleeping.
Oh no, you were not sleeping. Okay, I know that.
Honey,
I went through that.
I was like, I woke up one day, I was like, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I need some sleep. But it's possible. Especially he's older now. He's so cute, and I just love him. His name is Solomon,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't change it for anything. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
And then, it's like with Are We There Yet, we have a lot of kids. So Terry has 5 kids, the kids on the show, and Ali, who's fabulous. Ali Leroy, who's the creator of Are We There Yet, and Everybody Hates Chris. He's just the best, and so... And he has kids, and so
they're very accommodating. You know, that's a very fortunate thing, because a lot of times in the industry, you know, whether you're in theater or in a film, you know, it's like you're there for 16 hours. I mean, that's one of the things of trying to see your kids, you know. I'm glad to hear that they're very supportive of that family environment on the show. Yeah. So now the show comes on Wednesdays on TBS from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., right?
Yes, that's right. I don't know if you know this, but the thing about this show, Are We There Yet? We shot 2 episodes a week. So we shot these episodes in 5 weeks, which is unheard of.
That's intense.
Tyler Perry's production company does this with Meet the Browns and House of Pain also. So we're doing the same kind of thing. And so we shot it in 5 weeks, and you're going to see those episodes for 5 weeks, so they're showing. They show 2 Wednesday, 2 next Wednesday, and so forth. And so it's exciting. We're excited, and I don't know. I'm excited about it, and I just am. I am. I'm excited about the cast. I'm excited about the creative staff and the producers. They're just great. Ali LaRoy to Matt Alvarez to Ice Cube, who is amazing. Joe Ross.
He looks hilarious. He looks hilarious. I mean, is he also really silly? I mean, do you guys have a lot of silly off-camera incidents and things like that?
Would I say Ice Cube is silly? Not at all. He's very business.
Like, oh, okay.
In a good way. Not crazy, but in a good
way.
When he gets on that, so you think, oh, he's the, you know, because he's the man. And, but when they're shooting his scene, all of a sudden he's just coming up with this stuff. He's just funny, you know, all his own stuff. But one of my favorite parts is him leaving U-turn, he's gone. And that was him doing that. He's just funny.
So what do you see working on after, I mean, how long do you think, are you there, 5 years, 6, you know, 4 years? I mean, do you hope for that, or do you want to do it for a short time and then go to something else?
Well, this works with 90 episodes in a year. So if it's picked up again after the 90, then it'll be another maybe a year and a half. So maybe 2.5 years. So it's not that much time. And you can have time to do other stuff while you're doing the show. I want to direct. I want to produce. I want to produce some of my own stuff. And I'm a writer. So
yes, you're a writer. You're working on talk about that. Do you mind, or is that kind of hush-hush right now? Or
It's hush-hush right now. It is it's another show that I love. I love. So after Are We There Yet, finishes completely, and then it'll be something I want to work on also. But I want to do everything.
Well, we've got to keep an eye out. Definitely all the listeners, again, if you're listening, you can check Keisha's website out, KeishaSharp.com. If you just tuned in, I'm talking with actress Keisha Sharp. She's on a new TBS series, Are We There Yet? Comes on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern. She's working with Ali Leroy, Terry Crews from Everybody Hates Chris. He played the dad on there. And Essence Atkins from Half and Half. So definitely check her out Wednesdays on TBS at 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, something also, just real quick, we only have a couple minutes left, and we were talking about some of the instruments that you learned how to play earlier.
Oh, yeah, the cello, piano, and clarinet. I miss them. I haven't played them in a while, and I also thought, you know, I'm such a Gemini. I'm like, I also thought I was going to be in an orchestra. Well, I did. Because I thought that's all I was going to be doing. I was like all over the place, but I'm always artists. Yes, I do. I miss it because it takes practice. You got to keep up your chops. When I get on a piano, because I did classical piano, so my left hand, you got to keep the hand up. So my left hand, I'm looking at it, I'm like, why are you so slow? I'm like playing and it just won't. You got to practice. So
you got to practice.
That I love doing, that I miss it. I eventually want to get back and do that again.
That would be great. I think the arts are so important. The arts are so important for kids and for, you know, everybody. It kind of can heal your soul, the arts, whether it's the theater or music.
That's why musicians and artists that sing and play, that's why they're so popular, because it is that vital to our human, as a human being, we need that. We need music. We listen to it. It heals us. It makes us excited. It can make us sad. It does all those things. And for, I just don't understand how schools can cut that out. To me, it's just as important as math. It's just as important as spelling. It's just as important as, you know, all of those things.
Well, you know, they're about the test nowadays. With, you know, the kids passing the test and the school having good test scores, and they get more money from the state. It's ridiculous. It's, everybody doesn't learn that way. And I know for me, you know, I was actually in the gifted program in school, but my love was theater. So it's like that's where I excelled, that's where I was happy, and that made me better at my other subjects, you know?
Nice. I didn't know that. Yes, and it does. If I didn't have music or in theater in school, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I went to an elementary, a Meredith, I'll give a shout out to Meredith. It was an elementary art school. We had dance, music, visual art, singing. We had the whole nine. Plus, we had our academics, and the kids were well-behaved, no violent, crazy violence. You know, I mean, I don't know if that had to do with it, but I, in my heart and from studies, arts do help kids, you know.
Yes, it does, and it helps you get out of situations, and it gives you a dream. If you're not doing well academically, your talent, everybody's not the same. Your talent may be music.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of that, it can lead that person to be, you know, the singer, the rapper, the producer, the whatever. But if you don't have that in schools, then we're losing out on all that talent and all that, why they're calling. They're calling
singers.
You know.
Definitely. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on this morning, Keisha Sharp, and I wish you much success.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Bye, Joy.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you to all the listeners this morning for waking up and listening to the show. I want to thank you for your support, and you can follow me on twitter.com/JoyKeys. You can also become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And don't forget, if you're listening, to mark the show as a favorite right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, check out Keisha Sharp. Her website is KeishaSharp.com. And you can check her out again on Wednesdays, Are We There Yet, on TBS, 9 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. And I just want to thank you. Stay tuned. I'm doing another segment with singer Naka, Nigerian-born and raised Naka. Beautiful, beautiful artist, wonderful talent from hip-hop, a jazzy sound, a 70s sound. If you're into that type of music, please stay tuned. I'll be playing a couple of her clips and talking to her about her new tour she's doing right now with Nas and Damian Marley, the Distant Relatives tour. So stay tuned at 11:30 for that show. Thank you so much.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.